All right, they say just get it done, right? So after battling United and going through two separate canceled flights, I think we're still headed to Dallas. But my computer is transferring and updating, so I couldn't record a podcast. So you know what? No excuses, right? So what we're doing is we're getting on the phone and we're just going to record it right here so that we can get this done. What I want to talk about today is the quality of your attention, the quality of your attention. I think people say, yeah, I'm giving you my attention, but like, you know, I was just hanging out with Conrad, for instance. He was up here. We're watching Michael Jackson. We're playing guitar. We're doing this. But every so often, I'd come over here and I'd get lost in trying to move stuff around on the computer and do this. I'm hanging out with him, but the quality of my attention drops. And so we have to understand that the quality of our attention is paramount if we want to get things accomplished effectively and efficiently. So let's take that a step further. What is the quality of your intention? And I think that your intention and your attention are incredibly important to dive in, to understand, to figure out. Because so many people is like, the road to hell was paved with good intentions. We hear that all the time, right? So, but what does that mean? Okay, well, they meant well, but did they really mean well? And I think that it's the quality of their intention. So they're like, oh, I never meant to hurt you, but I didn't mean not to hurt you. If that happened along the way for me getting what I wanted, well, then that was just collateral damage. A lot of people's, their intention doesn't account for collateral damage that they know is probable. So if you can understand what is the quality of your intention, when you say you're going to get married to somebody, man, the quality of your intention had better be 100%. Like, I want to, you're my person. I want to be with you. If you are having the quality of your intention, I want to get into business with you, but I'm all excited and I want to change the world and I want to do this and I want to do that. But I'm really here for the money because I want a coattail ride. And I think that you're going to be a good door opener and you're going to be a good person to quote unquote know. See where I'm going with this? So the quality of your intention. And then what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out other people's intentions all the time, right? So when we get asked this, like I went on a rant, I think on another one of my lives in our Facebook group, the Final Percent Network. If you would like to join the Final Percent Network, we would love to have you. But I was talking about that, and I think people are constantly questioning the quality of people's intention. So if I say, for instance, I believe in you, they say, well, do you really mean that? What is your intention? How much do you, what was your intention behind saying that? But the problem actually stems from the fact that they don't believe that. It has nothing to do with me. And so what's the quality of your intention for you? When you step up to the, like, I'll use a golf analogy, for instance, when you step up to the ball and you get ready to hit it and you get ready to hit it and you take 10,000 practice swings and all these different things happen, the thing that I want you to identify is if you shank the ball to the right or the left or you top it or whatever it is, and then you look at everyone in your party and you say, I knew I was going to do that. Well, your intention with the ball was you knew you were going to do that. So your brain doesn't want to make you a liar, so it helped you do that. So your intention with your marriage, your intention with your friendships, but most of all, your intention with you. If you say, hey, I'm not going to eat ice cream anymore, but you know you're going to eat ice cream, all that happens is you start to feel bad when you inevitably eat ice cream. So you need to make micro commitments for the macro goal. Now, there are people who can do the kind of extremist mentality and they no more ice cream until I'm this. And then they do it. And it just is what it is. Their intention is 100%. They know that that's what's going to happen. But it all leads back to the quality of your attention. So many people, we give our phones, you know, we're staring right at it. And that's why, like, I thought it was really interesting where this comes from, just so you guys know, is when I was little, I used to hang out with my parents and we would just listen to music. And that served as kind of a, imagine if you're living in a movie and the a movie with no music, okay? That would be weird, right? So much of music, and I think this is why music is important. Music is like the soundtrack of our lives. But what we tend to do is we're the MTV generation right now. So we want to watch the video. So we put on like a video reel. But then now we're listening to music, but we're doing this. For anyone just listening to this, I was just staring at the screen. Just so you know, this is how you look when you are listening to music from the TV. This is what you're doing with your life. And so what we made a rule during dinner is we just listened to music. We started having conversation. We started, you know, running around and looking at each other. And it's a little bit like why people enjoy Audible so much now. And not as many books are being read. Books are still important, don't get me wrong, but it takes 100% of your attention. So the quality of your attention has to be incredibly high for you to get anything out of that book. But when you're on Audible, you can listen and you can be driving. You can kind of go on autopilot on driving and you can turn the quality of your attention on the book up. But you are now effectively multitasking so you can get more done. And so there's a lot of people who are trying to say, hey, I'm working a deal on the phone while I'm watching TV and eating dinner and giving family time. The quality of your attention on any of those things is crap. And so you have to identify the quality of your attention and make it as high as possible, which basically means be as present as possible. Presence is a superpower. And just so you know, I'll tell you, if you really want the secret of life right now, I'm going to give it to you. It's be consistently patient and patiently consistent. Be consistently patient and patiently consistent. We all want it now. We live in the fast food generation. But if you can take your attention and turn the quality of your attention up. So if you want to play guitar, it's called the deliberate practice, right? You know, the tipping point, Malcolm Gladwell talks about it's 10,000 hours to mastery. The misconception with that is it's most people are doing the same hour 10,000 times. They're not building upon the skills. They're not changing and tweaking and getting better and bigger and understanding more and exploring, figuring things out. They're legitimately taking the same hour 10,000 times. So that hour, they really are a master at, but they're not a master. They're a master at the first step because the quality of their intention is insecure. The quality of their attention is misplaced. And so if the quality of your attention for your spouse can go up, be as present as possible. If your quality for any skill, remember, and at the beginning, like my fellow coaches from The Road to Life and I, we did a whole series on this, is at the beginning, you are a beginner. Allow yourself to be a beginner. But don't take the same step over and over. And so you tend to take the same step because why? Check this out. You feel like you're in activity, not accomplishment. So you're not taking a step forward or backward, but you feel all this movement. So you think that you're doing something important. So the moral of the story here is identify and rate in any act, like whether it's with your kid, your spouse, yourself, your learning, what's the quality of your attention? And what's the quality of your intention? If you say, hey, I'm going to go hang out with the kiddo, and then the kiddo's ready, like to put Conrad down today, I had to say, man, we're going to listen to Keith Urban's new song. We're going to play this guitar. We're going to play that guitar. I'll let you plug it in. We're going to watch Michael Jackson. And we did every single one of those. Every single one of those. Because I want him to know that if I say, hey, if you go to bed, it is my intention to do these things with you when you wake up. He needs to know that my intention is very high. Not, I hope you forget. Guitar with my kid? Of course I want to do that. And what's the quality of your attention? You know, for me, I'm pretty dyslexic. Attention is actually worse if I'm staring at a book. It gives me a headache. It's tough for me. But check this out. If you can take your attention and find out what are your superpowers. Maybe it's listening. Maybe you need to be there. Maybe you need to be in conversation. Whatever it is, just go do that. But make sure your attention, the quality of your attention, is as high as possible. And the quality of your intention is as high as possible. Like, if you're going to get married with someone, if you're going to go into business with someone, if you're going to be a great friend. I always say, a lot of times, you see that thing on online where they say, stop calling all your friends and find out who calls you. So the lines of communication are only open because you leave them open. You stop calling all of your friends and you find out who's really down for you. What if you both make that decision at the same time? You're going to be waiting for the rest of your life and you're going to miss out on an incredible relationship. So I don't believe in the don't double text people. Man, if I don't hear you from you, I'll give you a double text. Or if I'm trying to give you space, I won't hit you up because I want you. I don't know. I'm always trying to figure it out. I'm fluid. Sometimes I'm attacking the communication. Sometimes I'm giving space. Maybe I'm wrong on both accounts, but at least I can say, hey, I am wrong. I'm thinking about it, you know? My intention is to try to do, I'm an architect of moments. I always say this, be an architect of moments. It is my job in this world to create moments that change people's lives. But that's through my lens. I'm not always going to get it right. And that's okay. That's okay. So what's the quality of your intention? What's the quality of your attention? I think these are incredible things to explore inside of us so that we can really understand what's possible. So a couple shameless plugs, 7th, 8th, and 9th of April, we're going to watch the eclipse together. This is a free event at the Love Field Embassy Suites. I want to see you there. I want you to come there. Our room block ends in, I think, 3 days. So if you're going to get a room, like, hit us up. And we will help make sure that you don't pay the $1,000 a room that is already starting to happen in Dallas. The other thing is share the podcast. Support is everything. So if you get any value out of these things, please tag me. My Instagram handle is @GregKimble. It's very easy. And just be like, man, I'm listening to this episode. It's freaking awesome. You should too. That's literally the only payment that us creators really ask for is share. We want to make a bigger impact. So it's a free, I'm literally saying free event and free podcast and come join our Facebook group. Come hang out with us in the Facebook group. It's a fun group of people. And we've got things being announced and moving, and we've got so many things that are happening every single day. So the quality of your attention and the quality of your intention. And I'm like an ant, you know, just, you know, this is from a Jim Rohn thing. I'm trying to change your life. Just to be very clear, I'm trying to change your life. And if you put a rock in my path, I will go around it. If you put a rock there, I'll go around it. If you put a rock there, I'll go over it. You put a rock there, I'll go under it. I will do this until I die. That's me. That's who I am. I want to change your life. I'm not always going to say the things the prettiest and the way that you want to hear them, but I'm going to tell you things that have either changed my life or other people's lives, and hopefully it's practical enough information to where you can apply it to your life and make that next step, not just the first step, you know? And then actually, I'm wearing I love this cruise so much. We did a TFP cruise. Here is the shameless plug, all right? April 27th of 2025, so you got more than a year to pay for this thing. We would love for you to come on the next TFP cruise. I'm literally wearing a shirt from the Oasis of the Seas. And then look at what I have on my speaker. This is how much I enjoyed this thing. I have a model of the Oasis of the Seas. You want to know why? Because that trip changed my life. And we have so many great people a part of this community. And we would love to see you there. So if you're interested in that, email owen@thefinalpercent.com. And we would love to see you there. But thank you so much for your time, your effort, and most of all, your support. That means everything. Thank you so much. It's the
final percent.